WRCO-FM, Richland Center, WRCE, AM 1450, 107.7, Richland Center, where our update at 7 is sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The top candidates for president settling on a televised debate September 10th on ABC, both saying they're looking forward to it. Democrat Kamala Harris saying she hopes former President Trump keeps his word.
I'm glad that he's finally agreed to a debate on September 10th. I'm looking forward to it and hope he shows up.
Harris and her running mate Tim Walz head to Arizona today. A dreary morning in the Northeast, death and destruction in the Carolinas, thanks to Debbie. She's a tropical depression now and spinning north.
Debbie's finally on the move. You know, downgraded to a depression, but that doesn't diminish the impact it'll have through the Mid-Atlantic and into the Northeast. We have flood watches that are out from the Carolinas all the way to New England. The tornado watch was now expanded from North Carolina all the way up into the D.C. area.
ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg oversees Ukrainian forces continue to advance into Russia. The country's military saying they hit an airfield deep inside Russia, destroying guided bombs stored in warehouses. This is ABC News. A North Carolina man accused of killing his wife with eye drops is expected back in court today, facing new charges against his child. ABC's Andrea Fujii.
39-year-old Joshua Hunsucker, a former paramedic, faces new charges, accused of also trying to poison his 10-year-old daughter. She survived. Back in 2018, Stacy Hunsucker died. Investigators say they grew suspicious when Joshua Hunsucker immediately cremated his wife's body and filed for her $250,000 life insurance policy. When they tested her blood, they say poison was found. But since his arrest, Hunsucker has been free on bond.
Federal food safety officials have announced a third death in the listeria outbreak linked to deli meats. The number of reported cases also on the rise, with a total of 43 since late May. And in Paris, breakdancing set to make its stage debut today at the Olympic Games, with 10 countries, including the U.S., China, India, Ukraine, the Netherlands, and South Korea, all vying for the gold. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. 7:05. Good morning. We're at 55 degrees with some beautiful sunshine out there. Weekend forecast details and more right around the bend.
Experience a different way of living at Courtin Main Furniture and Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Courtin Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Can your air conditioner keep up with the heat of summer? If your AC unit is showing signs of wear, such as strange noises, condensation, and poor airflow, it may be time to repair or replace your AC. This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Whether your AC unit needs fixed or it's time to invest in a new central air conditioning system, our HVAC technicians are here to help keep you cool. We partner with Armstrong Air to bring you the best, most efficient air conditioning systems for your budget. Armstrong Air is designed to last and give you peace of mind. Armstrong Air remains the professional's choice. No ductwork, no problem. A mini split is designed to improve the comfort level in an uncomfortable hot or cold room. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 647-6345.
Today's high temperature will reach around 70 degrees, maybe a few sprinkles later this afternoon and early evening. A low of 49 tonight, Saturday 72, and Sunday 77, mostly sunny and somewhat warmer with lighter winds. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 61, we're getting some nice sunshine. Been as low as 53, and now we are back up to 55 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning. Today is Friday, the 9th of August. It's 8 after 7, and here is Dirk Spentley.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more to life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world with lots of places to she had to die, try.
featuring Morgan Wallen. Here are a few things to celebrate today. It's National Garage Sale Day. I just love garage sales. I really do. But a lot of the things I buy, I already have, you know? Get home and, man, I got to have a garage sale myself. And we've had some garage sales in the past where we live in Sextonville and really don't have a lot of success. I don't know if it's the signage or if it's the actual items. But, you know, you get like four people and you've worked 2 days to get ready for it. So, I don't know. Or nobody wants my junk. That could be, too. Anyway, National Spoil Your Dog Day. It's Smithsonian Day. World Lion Day. It's National Bowling Day. Celebrate Your Lakes Day. Yes, that'd be a good thing to be out in the lake today, right? It's National Lazy Day. So maybe the two go hand in hand. And it is National S'mores Day. Well, there you are. Enjoy a s'more. You know, they're good. I kind of feel like they're overrated a little bit, though. I don't know. I mean, I know that's a controversial thing to say, but, you know, I'd much rather have, there are pudgy pots where you have the two pieces of metal you put together and you can stick it in the fire and make like, put pizza sauce on bread or, you know, make some jam, cookie dough, whatever you got. Those to me are better. S'mores, you know, because I never get the marshmallow just right and it's a mess to eat. I get sticky all over my fingers and then June has to get out a wet wipe for me and things like that. So anyway, celebrate as best you can. Be safe with your s'mores today.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going? What they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Getting eastbound and down and 718 now on WRCO Radio. 55 degrees and sunshine. And little Mr. Sunshine, Hank Bray, is coming up with us in just a little bit here.
Craving of something delicious? Head over to Richland Locker, where they've got unbeatable deals just for you. Sink your teeth into tender baby back ribs at just $3.48 per pound. Perfect for your next barbecue. In their deli, the Locker is offering you Singer's Hard Salami for $8.98 per pound and creamy Colby Jack cheese for only $4.98 per pound. And don't miss out. Oktoberfest beers are starting to arrive. Richland Lager, where quality meets savings. Visit them today.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales event happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Family Thrift Shop's Back to School Sale begins August 14th to 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often, new items are added daily. Shop smart, or your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there!
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Did you know just one blood donation can help save up to three lives? The Richland Hospital and Clinics and Impact Life are hosting our next blood drive on August 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Appointments are appreciated but are not required. For more information about how to schedule an appointment, visit the events page on our website, richlandhospital.com. Your donation could save a life.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
You're cutting out again. Oh. Say, everybody, it's me.
Test, test, test.
And there he is.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
Yes. Oh, boy.
That button just keeps getting pushed.
I bet you were a joy back in school there, and they had you sing. You know, and they obviously did in elementary school. I know you weren't in choir in high school, but
no.
Didn't your class?
Yeah, we had to sing.
Had to sing?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, little Henry singing, you know.
It's the worst thing that you could probably hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, that's true. But yeah,
anyway, it's been a rough morning already, Phil.
Yeah,
I mean, there's things against me already this morning.
Working hard already, are you?
I am. I had to get up.
Uh-huh.
Then I had to drive here.
Right.
All right. And then I walk in. I saw you and Joanne chatting.
Yeah.
All right. The lights are not on. The coffee's not made.
Mm.
And she didn't bring me lunch.
Oh. Well.
So it's been a tough morning.
You have to take that up with her, I guess.
Well, she doesn't listen to me. She doesn't listen to me. Anyway, how was your evening?
Not bad. The grass is growing, so I mowed a little bit last night.
I mowed last night?
Boy, it's not slowing down right now, is it?
I fertilized it for you.
Yeah, thank you. Something happened, boys.
So anyway, this quack grass that we keep talking about. So I sprayed some creeping Jenny killer on it.
Is that right?
And it's called crabgrass killer. And it's killed it.
Huh.
So I don't know if I found something here or... Huh. But anyway, got that at my local Walsh's store.
Okay.
So it has to say Creepin' Jenny on it.
Creepin' Jenny.
Yep.
Like the name J-E-N-N-Y.
Yep. Yes, Creepin' Jenny on
Creepin'
it.
Creepin' Jenny.
So it has actually killed it.
Huh.
It's actually turned it. So don't know what that's about, but...
I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, so I did. I got it at Walsh's and...
Every time you plug something, it goes well, just like your plugging of the salad dressing last year, the sweet onion...
Sweet Vidalia onion.
Sweet Vidalia onion.
Yeah, from Ken's.
I had a couple of people tell me that he's right. That's really good stuff.
It is really good stuff.
Yeah.
And remember, you can just slice tomatoes, put them in a bowl, put this stuff on, and it's a great side dish for dinner.
There you go. Hmm.
Especially with all the tomatoes that's getting ready to come out, and I'm sure some people's already have them. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
So...
You need to put out a cookbook, Henry Ray's...
Cookbook. Yeah, maybe. I would probably buy it, and that'd be the only publication of it.
His fancy eating.
So, looking forward to tonight, young man.
Yes, we'll be there for Grace.
Yes, we will.
Opening ceremony at 6. We'll have it live if you can't be there. Mm-hmm.
That'd be you and Bo, I believe
yep,
so.
We're going to be there early and then set up and play a little music, have the opening ceremony at 6, and then the usual walk. All kinds of good food there, and people can purchase food. But the big thing I want to push is the auction item. So,
yes.
So don't go to Grace and kind of forget about it because it's inside the community center, but they have some of the most beautiful quilts. They had them on display the other night at the Captain Survivors Night, but quilts of all shapes and sizes and different colors and decors and maybe different themes. So check those out. They're all up for bid and all of the money goes to Grace.
Good. Good. Actually, WRCO staff will be there tonight.
We'll be there. Yep.
Phil Nee will be there. Bo Hendricks will be there. Joanne Krulatz will be there. And the fabulous Mr. Tim Thied will be there.
He'll be there.
And I will be joining you in the back of the trailer as well
right,
tonight.
Right, in the back of the trailer.
Yep.
We're going to be, you're going to be manning a kissing booth, although I think people are going to pay to not do it. So
right. I'm going to go up to people. I'll kiss you. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss you.
Yep.
I'll pay you a dollar not to.
No.
That's fine.
Yep. And then the money goes to Grace.
Yep, yep. Anti-kissing booth.
I think that's a good idea.
Joanne's in here for something.
Uh-oh. What's she in here for?
I am in here because a neighbor of mine who is older than us says she's listening to the two clowns on the radio this morning.
Oh. Where are they at?
I highly resemble that statement.
And said, it's not Creeping Jenny, it's Creeping Charlie. And it's always been Creeping Charlie, and she knows she's older than you,
That's
Henry,
not what he said, so. Though. We gotta correct her, because he's talking about the product, which is called Creeping Jenny.
No, not the product.
I thought you said the Creeping...
It was No, the product kills Creeping Jenny. Now, here's the thing. There is a Creeping Jenny and a Creeping Charlie.
Really?
There's two different kinds of vines.
Oh.
They're both creeping.
Yes, they're and they're horrible to get rid of.
Oh.
So,
okay.
But
so
there
see,
is there is
listen to the clowns in the morning and you can learn something.
Well, maybe not.
Or maybe we just wing it. But no, she is right. It used to be just Creeping Charlie, but now there's a Jenny.
Oh.
And
so Charlie met Jenny.
Yeah,
and then made it even worse.
Yes.
Made it even worse. Their offspring is just something else.
So and she is right. It is Creeping Charlie, but there's also one, a Creeping Jenny. It's actually a smaller one. It's actually a smaller vine on the ground. So
what's the product you were plugging?
Well, it's from Walsh's. It's a spectacide for. I forgot what it was called, but it had Walsh's Ace product actually has it as well.
Because I was going to go in there and say I want some Creeping Jenny, and they probably wouldn't know what I was talking about.
They would say, why do you want that one?
Yeah, exactly.
Does June know about this?
Yeah. Get me in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, anyway, she is right. There is a Creeping Charlie, but there also is a Creepin' Jenny. Mm-hmm. And the product says Creepin' Jenny, or the product on the back where it kills it says Creepin' Jenny.
Yes.
So, and it's a tough weed to kill. So.
There's a Creepin' Henry in Baskerville, too. Just be careful.
He's not right now.
Kids. Well, he's not there right now.
No, he's not right now. Anyway, buddy.
What else is going on?
I got some fun facts for you.
Really?
Yep. New Yorkers drink 7 times more coffee than people in the rest of America.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Ah. Yep. You can get coffee all over.
Yeah, they haven't seen our coffee pods. So.
Well, you know, it's there. It's got kind of like a tar buildup on it, I think.
Yes. Yeah. The deepest lake in the world is Lake Baikal. I'm thinking Baikal. It is located in Russia, and its depth is 1,642 meters. That is deep.
That is really, really, that's the deepest thing you've said for a while. Wow. Crazy.
We talk about, I'm going to tell you something long right now. You ready?
Yeah.
A woodpecker's tongue is so long that it wraps around its skull to protect its brain while hitting a tree or other hard surfaces.
Did not know that.
Inside the skull. Look at that picture. That's kind of, it's really kind of neat.
Wow. It's like a Gene Simmons tongue.
Yeah. Here's something for you.
Yes.
Sunflowers are actually made up of hundreds of smaller flowers in near perfect symmetry.
Mm.
Did you know that? So inside the sunflower, there are hundreds of other flowers that turn into seeds.
They're beautiful.
They are. Mm-hmm. The ocean has about 20 million tons of gold in it, Phil.
Really?
Yep. That's around worth about $7 trillion worth of gold in the ocean.
That could be your next venture.
I doubt that, Phil.
Swimming down in the ocean.
You guys would miss me.
Yeah, we would. Mm-hmm.
World's deepest underwater post box is located at a depth of 10 meters in Tsushima Bay, Japan.
Underwater post box. Yes. So you're what are you doing? You're posting a letter?
I have no idea. Why would you put it in there?
It looks like a... Yeah, it looks like a...
He doesn't have the regulation uniform on.
If you took your letter, though, it'd get wet going...
That's what I'm thinking.
Swimming down there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you know, Phil, there's a... you know, I come up with all these crazy things and with the animals and stuff. I found a crazy snake. There is a snake in the world, Phil, whose body grows 0.5 centimeters per second.
Per second?
Yep. Every 200 seconds, it grows up to 1 meter.
Okay.
But as soon as his mouth touches any part of the body, he dies. This is the only snake in the world that dies by touching his mouth to his body. It's crazy. I mean, but no one's ever kept him alive.
Weird.
Yeah. This snake is found on the Nokia mobile game.
Oh, so it's not Hanko after all. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Don't get any better.
No, you don't get any better than that.
What time is it? We're getting close. It's almost closing time for Hank.
Here comes the cane. Yeah. Pull you off.
The human nose can detect a trillion scents. It was once believed that humans can distinguish about 10,000 different smells. Hmm. But research has shown the human nose to detect over 1 trillion different odors.
Wow.
Yeah. And smell me, I'm like one trillion and one. Whoa.
Right guard?
No.
No?
No. Wrong guard.
Left guard?
Right guard, left guard.
Oh, well.
Here's another one, Phil.
Yeah.
We glow in the dark.
We do.
Yeah, that's what it says. Humans actually emit a small amount of light known as bioluminescence. What is that word, Phil? My goodness.
Bioluminescence.
Bioluminescence. Yes, bioluminescence. But it's too dim for human eye to detect. Special cameras can capture this faint glow.
Hmm. Yeah. Did not know that.
This one wasn't supposed to be on there because I couldn't pronounce the word.
If that were the case, you wouldn't read a thing. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Hey, anyway, come out and enjoy the walk tonight.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Come out and meet Phil Nee. If you haven't met Phil Nee, come up and say hi.
Meet Hank Gray and say, you know, you look younger on Facebook.
Hey, real quick. The other day I was umpiring a ball game. Yes. And they come up and they go, hey, don't we know you? And I said, I'm Phil Nee. They go, Phil Neve's not that ugly.
Oh, boy.
Everybody, yep. I'll see everybody at the walk tonight. Enjoy, Phil. Have a great day. And enjoy 49 degrees tonight.
There you go. It's going to be chilly. Take your coat along.
I'm wearing my Speedos.
Ooh.
Have a great day. Be kind.
Wow. You got to go get a haircut, too, don't you?
Yep, haircut.
Boy, I don't see it, man. I don't see that you need it, but that's all right.
It's on my back.
Oh, boy. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61 Boscobel.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
This day in history, here's your history lesson. 1936, Jesse Owens won his fourth gold medal at the Berlin Olympics as the U.S. took first place in the 400-meter relay. Also on this day, 1969, actress Sharon Tate and four other people were found brutally murdered. Cult leader Charles Manson and a group of his followers were later convicted of the crime. August 10th of 1969. 1974, Gerald Ford took the oath of office to become U.S. president after Richard Nixon's resignation. Some notes on this day in history. Also born on this day, singer Whitney Houston in Newark, New Jersey in 1963. Celebrity birthdays include actress Melanie Griffith, who is 67 today. And also born today, news correspondent Chris Cuomo, who turns 54 on the 9th of August. Coming up, some notes on today. First of all, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries, and we'll see who's getting older and wiser locally. Courtesy of The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes.
No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today to Calvin Iverson from Richland Center Primary School. Also, birthday greetings to special granddaughter Alyssa Clary. May your birthday be as special as you are to us. Love from Papa and Teddy. From Lori and the guys, greetings to Alyssa today, and happy birthday from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also, wishes to John Schweitzer from Beulah Wesleyan Church. We have a wish for Linda Felton from John and Diane Gielig. And also to Avea Pifron, happy 13th birthday. How can that be? Love from Grandma and Grandpa Fruit. All the best today to Avea. Look out, there's another teenager in the West Sextonville suburbs today. Happy birthday today to Linda Felton from Art and Marge, and to Linda from Nancy. Have a great day. Do something fun. Happy birthday wishes to Grandma Theed. Hope your day is special, enjoyable. Love from Addison. And a very special wish to a special lady, Millie Theed, with all our love. Thank you for all you do and have done for us. From Ken, Patty, and Dayton, Jerry and Carrie, Tim, Deb, and Chris, and Dan, and all your grandchildren and great-grandchildren as well. To Millie Theed from St. Luke's Lutheran Church as well. Wishes to Gerald Klatt, Brooke Dobbs, Beverly Brown from Willow Valley. That is from Little Willow Birthday Club, excuse me. Also, happy birthday to Amanda Johnson from Schmidwillen Hills residents and staff. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, Luella Chitwood has a birthday, along with Liam McCormick, Paul Ryder, Renee Robinson, Caroline Wirtz, and also Swarup Lucas as well. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Alyssa Clary and Millie Theed. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to J.J. Klatt, Alyssa Clary, and Sarah Elvin. Happy anniversary wishes today to Sarah and Elvin Gander. And happy anniversary to Jeff and Angie Zegon from Ash Creek United Methodist Church.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Joanne has the news right around the corner here today. I'll check sports, and we'll have our trivia question of the day, all a part of the morning get-together next hour.
I don't want my heart to be broken, but it's the only one I've got. So, Lord, and please be careful, you know I kid a lot. Lord, and please don't break my heart, I beg of you. I don't want no tears to fall. I hate to cry, but that's what's bound to happen if you ever say goodbye. But on a bleed, don't say goodbye, I beg of you. Hold my hand and promise that you'll always love me too. Make me know you love me the same way I love you, little girl. You got me at your mercy.
with you. So please don't take advantage, 'cause you know my love is true. Oh, darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. With you, so please don't take advantage, 'cause you know my love is true. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you.
Thank you very much, Elvis Presley on WRCO Radio. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great Friday and an awesome weekend.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is now open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Rave, Paula Red, and Zestar. Also, the bakery is in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, turnovers, and all the goodies. Oakwood Fruit Farm is located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs, check out the new website, and like them on Facebook. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open 7 days a week from 9 until 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV and Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet Buick. Partly sunny, breezy, and cool today. Maybe a few sprinkles later this afternoon, a high of 70. Tonight, a few sprinkles possible early, then clearing and chilly with a low of 49.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Board of Supervisors held a special meeting last night to discuss an act on a settlement agreement with the Kroger Company and an agreement to the terms of an addendum to the Memorandum of Understanding allocating settlement proceeds. The Kroger Company is just one of many pharmaceutical distributing companies that negotiated a settlement through the Department of Justice to pay communities for costs related to addiction rehab. Supervisors unanimously approved the execution of the settlement agreement, the final negotiation, and execution of the addendum, and the authorization for the county administrator or designee to execute the resolution and any other additional documents or agreements for the receipt and disbursement of the proceeds. All proceeds from the settlement agreement, not directed to the attorney fees account, will be deposited in the county's opioid abatement account. An escrow agent will deposit a sum not to exceed an amount equal to 20% of the county's proceeds from the settlement agreement into the attorney fees account. If the payments to the county are not enough to fully fund the attorney fees account, payments will be made over time. Funds in the attorney fees account are to be utilized to pay the fees, cost, and disbursements owed to the law firms, according to the agreement between the county and the law firms. The Richland County Sheriff's Office has successfully identified and located the owner of the vehicle found submerged in the Wisconsin River near the Lone Rock Bridge. It has been determined that it was stolen in Monroe County in 1990. The investigation will continue to determine how the vehicle ended up where it did. However, at this point, there are no suspicious items that were located within the vehicle and no evidence to believe any occupants were injured. Authorities are seeking any information on how the vehicle ended up in the Wisconsin River near the Lone Rock Bridge. If you have any details about this case, please contact the Richland County Sheriff's Office at 608-647-2106, referencing case number R243134. For anonymous tips, call Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE or submit a web tip via the P3 Tips app. The state of Wisconsin is moving ahead with plans to buy the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. The State Building Commission approved plans to spend $9 million yesterday. The aging building would be torn down and a new state-of-the-art museum would go up in its place. A new University of Wisconsin study finds inequality in Wisconsin is not as wide as in other states, but it's growing. Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action says that's due to years of policy decisions and tax code changes.
We need a deliberate policy that restores the conditions for greater economic equality and greater racial equality, because our socioeconomic system is color-coded, and where you are more likely to be poor if you were black or brown than if you were white.
He recommends more access to job training programs.
A lot of the workforce training programs we have are helpful to a number of people, but they don't move the inequality numbers because they don't reach enough people.
Craig says clean energy jobs backed by federal investments can help reverse the trend. The 21st annual Walk with Grace will be held tonight at Crosscut Park. The community is encouraged to check out the silent auction and raffle items while having supper tonight at Crosscut Park. Food will be available for purchase. The opening ceremony will begin at 6. If you haven't yet purchased a luminary, luminaries will be available for purchase to be displayed around the track. But please note, they will not be read during the luminary ceremony. Calendar raffle tickets priced at $10 each will also be available for purchase. The first two winners of $1,000 each will be drawn tonight following the luminary ceremony, which will be held at 9. Handicap parking stalls will be available along both sides of 7th Street between Orange and Jefferson Streets, and both sides of Jefferson Street between 7th and 8th Streets. A handicap parking tag is required. Volunteers for the event may park on the paved lot area southwest of the community center and northwest of the Meyer Building. But please note, there will be no access to this lot after 4 o'clock from 7th or Orange Streets. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and UW-Madison Division of Extension invite the public to help search for aquatic invasive species across the state tomorrow from 8:30 to 12:30. Snapshot Day is a statewide effort to protect Wisconsin streams, lakes, and wetlands by monitoring designated sites for invasive plants and animals that may threaten the state's wildlife and water ecosystems. Volunteer efforts are crucial to the success of monitoring invasive species. Information collected during the event will provide the DNR with data to help inform and guide management and control activities. Register online today to participate in Snapshot Day and help protect the lakes and rivers in your community. Volunteers who sign up to participate will meet at a local training site of their choosing tomorrow to learn how to identify invasive species before heading out to monitoring sites with event partners. All ages are welcome to help search for invasive species, but the event is recommended for ages 8 and up. An adult must accompany all minors. You may notice fewer butterflies and bees this summer. We've had so much rain so far this summer that rain may be helping grow pollinator-friendly plants, but it also grows mold and fungi that can be deadly to caterpillars. Plus, lush plants can make a perfect home for butterfly predators like stink bugs or paper wasp. Climate change makes a difference in the whole ecosystem, too. If you'd like to help out pollinators like bees and butterflies, have plants they like that bloom not just in the summer, but early and late in the season as well. Anywhere in partial sun and blocked from the wind can be perfect for pollinators. This week, Impact Life sent life-saving blood products to blood centers affected by Hurricane Debby. Your contribution can make a difference. By donating blood or platelets or organizing a drive in your community, you directly support those in need and ensure supplies remain available for local and emergency needs. An upcoming blood drive will be held at the Richland Hospital and Clinics Thursday, August 15th. To schedule an appointment, go online to bit.ly/3ZN0ZHQ. The price of gasoline rose only slightly over the past week with an increase of 0.9 cents per gallon. The average across the state sits at $3.49. This is 16 cents higher than a month ago, but over 11 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, predicts a gentle decline in gas prices over the next week. He said oil prices dropped over new concerns in the U.S. economy after a poor jobs report. Tropical Storm Debbie is still active in the southern U.S., but it poses low risk to refineries. The wild card depends on what happens in the Middle East.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Today is Friday, August 9th. Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held today at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the St. Killian Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley, Sauk City. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly August 1st at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison, died August 1st at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place Sunday at 3 at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison. Cindy Brown, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to the Five Points Lutheran Church Cemetery Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family of Cindy Brown, 76, of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green, died July 27th at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 4 to 7 with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green. Dan Ferguson, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with a service to be held at 7. Dan Ferguson, 72, of Richland Center. June Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held next Friday, August 16th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again next Friday, August 16th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a Celebration of Life picnic Saturday, August 17th from 4 to 7 at the Family Home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo's Employee Experience Team is partnering with SSM Health Dean Medical Group Clinic locations in Baraboo, Portage, and Wisconsin Dells, and SSM Health Davis Dewar Dean Eye Care in Baraboo to hold a Stuff the Bus School Supply Donation Drive through August 9th. Donations, that's today, donations for each location will go to that location's associated school district. School supply donations can be made at each location. And Edward Jones in Richland Center is holding its annual back-to-school supply drive through the month of August. Donations may be dropped off at the office in downtown Richland Center Monday through Friday from 8 to 3:15. ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCL-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by The Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing. It's 58 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.